WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Marsha Ball shared the bill with Tracy Nelson when I spoke with them in Austin. They're featured along with rhythm and blues singer Irma Thomas on the new CD, Sing It. Before we hear from Tracy Nelson, let's hear a song from Sing It with Tracy Nelson singing lead, Ball and Thomas doing backup vocals. That's Tracy Nelson from the new CD, Sing It. Tracy Nelson first became known in the late 60s as the lead singer of the roots music group Mother Earth. Since the 80s, she's recorded for Rounder Records. We featured her part of the concert a couple of weeks ago on Fresh Air. We're going to hear an excerpt of that concert and interview now. Tracy Nelson was accompanied by Marsha Ball. We talked about how Nelson first got interested in rhythm and blues.
What did you hear in when you started listening to blues and rhythm and blues? What did you hear in that music that reached you?
You know, that's so hard to answer. Someone should do some research on it, because I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm from a Norwegian. Okay, I think largely it's the way I say Madison, Wisconsin. I'm telling you, Fargo did not exaggerate. My family's Norwegian, and I was raised in the Episcopal Church, so I had no, you know, none of that music came to me naturally, but... but I did listen early on to some blues stuff, thanks to a guitar teacher I had who turned me on to a lot of it. And we used to get WLAC, which was a great blues and R&B station then, out of Nashville. It went nationwide for a long time, and with Hoss Allen and John Aaron. They were just wonderful DJs. They played, you know, everything in the spectrum of blues. And it just nabbed me. I mean, I don't know why. I wasn't particularly depressed. I'd listen to Robert Johnson, and my mother would say, "Are you depressed? Why are you listening to all these?" That, and she thought it was quite filthy. Robert Johnson had some pretty filthy lyrics. But
so, did you feel that when you started to want to sing that music yourself, that somehow maybe you couldn't because you were white, because you weren't from the South, because you weren't living that kind of life?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely to this day kind of, in the back of my mind, have some of those reservations, but I can't help myself.
So did you find people who you could sing with, people who could accompany you, people who loved the same music you did?
Well, in college, you know, that was like the folk scare of the 60s.
Yes.
And there were a lot of people doing that kind of stuff then, folk blues. When I moved to San Francisco, it was a much bigger problem.
Well, let's wait with San Francisco for a second. You're talking about the folk scare period. Didn't you win a folk singing contest?
Yes, how did
when
you
were
know
in
about
college?
That?
Yeah,
that's
so,
not common knowledge. What? Oh God, this woman does her research.
What? What? Oh, thanks. What song did you win the contest with?
Probably High Flying Bird. It was a Judy...
Richie Havens.
No, Judy Henske. He did it too.
Oh, but he recorded it, yeah.
But Judy Henske, I think, did it
first. A few bars?
Let's see. There's a high flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder if he looks down on me as he flies on by. So just look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree here. I've got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm going to die blues. And that was like my big finish for my folk act, so that was probably the one.
And the prize for winning was?
$500 and a two-week gig in Randy Sparks' club in Los Angeles. These contests were essentially so Randy Sparks could find singers to form like multiple New Christy Minstrel groups. So he could have them...
why it was called the Folk Scare.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. He'd sold the rights to New Christy Minstrel, but he was just going to like glut the market with sound-alike groups, and so he was looking for singers to do that. And I had 2 weeks in his club, and he told me at the end of the 2 weeks that he wasn't going to invite me to join one of his groups, which that was the first I had heard that was the case anyway, because he thought I was a little too like rough for that scene. And it was just, oh God, you broke my heart here. And I went, so that got me out to the West Coast, and then I decided pretty quickly I didn't like L.A. and went up north. But
to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Now, how did you find the musicians in the band that you formed, Mother Earth?
Well, Doug's going to kill me for this. He's going to kill me, but I mean, this is the absolute truth. We looked everywhere for musicians, and the man who was kind of acting as my manager then, was my manager for years, Travis Rivers, came to us one day and he said, it was me and another singer and a keyboard player, said, I found a great R&B section for you. They're great. They're from South Texas. They're just what you want. And I said, well, how'd you find these guys? He said, well, it's Doug Somm's band. And I said, well, isn't Doug going to be kind of nerked off if we just take his whole rhythm section? And Travis said, screw him. He just ran off with my wife. That's the absolute truth.
So what has Doug Somm's reaction since then been?
He asked me not to tell that story.
I guess we'll leave it there.
Yeah. Oh, and so, we definitely got the better end of that deal. There's no deal about it.
The band was named Mother Earth, and it was named after a Memphis Slim song that was a song that the band did. Let me ask you to do a few bars of the song.
Yeah, okay. What did we decide on? G? Well, you can hide happy all the time, and you may never come my way. Mother Earth is waiting for you. There's a debt you've got to pay. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care what you're worth. When it all got to go back to Mother.
Tracy Nelson. We'll bring Tracy Nelson and Marcia Ball back for a duet after a break. This is Fresh Air. We've heard from Marcia Ball and Tracy Nelson in concert and interview today. They shared the bill when I spoke with them on stage in Austin, Texas. Ball and Nelson are featured along with rhythm and blues singer Irma Thomas on the new CD, Sing It. Let's bring back Marcia Ball and Tracy Nelson.
As you know, Irma is not here with us tonight, but Irma Thomas has recorded a trio album with Tracy Nelson and Marcia Ball. And I'd like to conclude tonight's program by asking Tracy and Marcia to do a duet, and I think you'll get a sense of how wonderful they sound.
You know, we were talking about like man songs, like you can't do that song because it's a man song. It's really hard to find a song that two women can do together without it getting just really complicated. So, and this is one of them, although I watch Marsha so we can get our phrasing together, but you know, we're not really singing it to each other. Today, anyway.
Marsha Ball and Tracy Nelson singing Heart to Heart, a song also featured on their CD, Sing It.